This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
Vidar, some people might think that pantos are only on in the lead-up to Christmas, but many theatres are still running their panto productions up until the end of January and maybe a little bit further, providing an opportunity for the whole family to go and see a great show together and maybe that first experience for someone going to the theatre too. Vidar, you recently attended the audio-described performance of the Birmingham Hippodrome's panto production of Jack and the Beanstalk with Birmingham's own Alison Hammond as the spirit of the beans, I believe. As some critics have been saying, Vidar, was this production of Jack and the Beanstalk full of beans and a giant hit with everyone?
I think that probably is a pretty good summing up. And as you say, Toby, like many theatres, the festive season sees panto in full swing. And that was very much the case at the Birmingham Hippodrome. I saw the audio-described version of the performance of the pantomime. And it was Matt Slack taking the lead in his 10th year at the theatre doing pantomime. But this year, yes, Alison Hammond, as you said, was very much, I would say, the co-star, one of the co-stars for the performance. And it was fun. And you know, although we probably have heard the jokes many times before, that's probably an integral part of the panto culture, really. So it was fun, lively, lots of laughs, lots of humour, and obviously enhanced by audio description. And I've probably said this in the past, Toby, when you and I have talked about how people audio describe and the whole culture of audio description. I think arguably pantomime is probably the most difficult arts performance to describe for describers. There is a basic script, inevitably, and there is something that people tend to follow, but there's also, compared to many other productions, a great deal of ad-libbing and off-the-cuff humour, etc. And therefore, they really have to literally think on their feet and provide the audio description as it happens, as it were. So even more of a challenge for, in this case, Julia Grundy and Jonathan Nash. But as regular listeners will know, they rise to the occasion on each time they have to do something like this. And this was no exception.
Yeah, I think you're right there for, you know, sort of panto. Not only is like comedy, you've got to be able to, as a describer, describe the jokes, describe the physical things that are happening on stage as they happen so that vision-impaired audiences are laughing at the same time as everybody else. But with a panto, as you say, it's slightly, not to say unscripted, but things happen. But also there's that sort of audience participation where the describer's got to be able to describe what's happening in the audience too. So I think probably you're right, one of the most difficult productions to describe.
It is, and just little things like, you know, the traditional perennial, oh yes it is, oh no it isn't sort of thing. When the audience had to join in with that, Jonathan and or Julia were also in our headsets just reminding us that it was our turn to contribute, as it were. And, you know, although we probably would have realised that anyway, I just think that's good and part and parcel of their sort of whole embracing of the event, really. So yeah, it was good fun, a lot of activity. And also, towards the end, things like when four small, young, or at least young children go up onto the stage to sing a song with Matt Slack, etc. That is wholly unscripted in the sense that the describers wouldn't have seen it before. So that part of the show, I would imagine, would be something they literally have to do off the top of their heads. And yeah, like much of the performance during the rest of the matinee that I saw, they did a great job.
And there's something magical about going to the theatre for the first time, having that first theatre experience, which can't really be replaced anywhere else. When you're sort of going into the auditorium, finding your seat, maybe just sort of waiting for curtain up and the show to start with feeling of, I suppose, excitement, anticipation and everything else. Did you get the sense that there were some people around you in the auditorium who may have been at the theatre for the first time and experiencing that great experience of theatre?
Absolutely, Toby. And also, just anecdotally, part of the Touch Tour, which was also really interesting, one family came with five generations in the one family. So it really was a family event for many people. And as you say, a lot of people there for the first time. A lot of people, I think, possibly taking part and taking advantage of this touch tour, going on stage, exploring the props, literally getting a feel for some of the costumes and things as well for the first time. That also enhanced the overall audio describe experience, as it does with so many others. And as I say, if people do get the chance to do that, it's normally an hour and a half or an hour before curtain up. It's well worth doing. It just gives you that extra backdrop, that extra context for your unfolding action during the evening or matinee that you're at the theatre.
And we must also, I suppose, celebrate how much theatres are making their pantos and family shows a sort of friendly, welcoming and accessible to everyone, you know, sort of not only with a great audio description, but with all that support at the theatre, you know, for the touch tour and headsets and stuff and things. So I think theatres are doing a lot more to make that first experience as magical as possible.
I think that's very true, and also providing different types of access performances. So there is an addition to, obviously, the audio described show that I saw. There are captioned, there are British Sign Language interpreted performances. There's a relaxed performance of the pantomime as well at the Hippodrome, as there is at so many other places too. So that hopefully makes it increasingly inclusive for as many people who can to try and get along and enjoy the seasonal entertainment.
Well, let's hope there are people who may have been at Jack and the Beanstalk who will be coming to more audio described performances this year. Well, as always, thank you, Vida, for sharing your audio described review of Jack and the Beanstalk at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
As always, Toby, a great pleasure. Thank you very much.